Hi, Jerome.
Hey, Mr. Andrews. How are you doing?
I'm doing fairly well, I guess. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Just, you know, living the life.
And a lot going on in all of our lives.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to touch bases with you again. Like I said, is now an okay time?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Got you. Okay, awesome. So, you know, last time we had spoken, I had told you just briefly about the market shift that happened on your property.
Yeah.
And had you been able to, I guess, take a look at that yourself? Or
no, I haven't done any more, Jerome. I just really haven't taken the time to do it. Anyway, I'm sort of depending on, you know, your advice, and we'll see where that goes or leads to.
Got you. So yes, sir. So, you know, it had been unfortunate that there had been a downswing in that property. And, you know, I'm not sure why. I really am not. But it seems like the area of Bumpus as a whole has taken a market hit. Here's my question to you. I know we wouldn't necessarily be back able to get back up to the offers that we had given before, but I mean, are you at all still motivated to move, you know, with everything going on? And
yeah, I would like to get something started pretty soon, and I don't know that I'd be able to move before the end of the year, but probably sometime in January, maybe, would be more practical.
Gotcha.
But yes, I would be interested. I am interested in selling and moving. So,
got you. Just wanted to make sure. And, you know, it really does suck. You know, market goes up and down like crazy, but also it's better to do something sooner rather than later, before anything drops even more, you know.
Sure,
it
right.
Does. We just had this election happen. A lot of changes going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Yes, sir. So where we are at in this process, so it pains me to, you know, that this has happened, but at the same time, I do remember Forrest going there and taking a look. You remember Forrest coming by and taking those pictures?
Yes.
Gotcha. And there would be, you know, a good amount of work needed to get it back up to like 2024 standards.
Sure.
To sell. But at the same time, we're still interested. Where I'm at offer-wise, I really am in... I mean, most investors would look at this and offer around like 120, 130 with the market right now.
Right.
And with the amount of work that it needs. And I don't want to do that to you, man. So where I'm at in this is a little more, is around 140 for the property as is.
Yeah.
And
well, Jerome, that's I would not even consider that. I'll stay here before I would sell for that amount. And understand where you're coming from, and you have to look at your what you have to put in, you know, the investment you have to put into it before you can resell. But that figure doesn't. I wouldn't consider that at all. And I'm just being very straightforward with you. I'm not trying to.
And I appreciate that being straightforward, and I'm being straightforward with you as well.
No.
I think that's why, you know, I think you are picking up my calls, because I think you get a gauge that, you know, I'm trying to be as straightforward as possible.
I know that, and I appreciate that very much. So,
yeah, I mean, with the hit that unfortunately the house took value wise. And you know, the work needed to get it back up to being sellable.
Yes.
You know, on the market. What would even what valuation would you get to?
You mean as to the 140,000?
No, I mean as where would you want to be at in this? I mean, knowing that the value took us a 60K hit this past prior month.
I certainly, at this point, Jerome, I would not consider anything less than about twice that at all. And I understand, and I certainly would. I've got a couple other people that are going to be coming by in the next couple of weeks and looking at it and making an offer. So I will listen to them and see what their thoughts are, and then I will get back with you. But I would say at this time that there's no way that I could, and again, I'm just being very straightforward. There's no way I would consider 140,000. That's just there's just no way I would do that. And I would stay here and probably think about listing with somebody local, which I have a couple of very, very fine people, real estate realtors that do that work. And so I would go there first. But that's where I am. So I
Gotcha.
understand, you know, if the market is down, there's not a whole lot can be done, but I do not have to sell. So, you know, I. At this point, I would wait, or either wait or have somebody list it that would have, you know, enough expertise to be able to follow through with it. So,
Gotcha. And I definitely understand that.
yeah.
And I mean, that is pretty much what our cash offer itself would be as of right now. You know, in the next couple of weeks, like you said, I
Yeah.
mean, I hope there would be an upswing because as right now, the last 30-day change on this market, that it took a $64,000 hit for some reason. So, you know, hopefully within the next 30 days, I mean, there might be another swing in you know,
I understand,
plus
yeah.
side of things. I'd hope so. I
Yeah.
would. But I can say, you know, with you being somewhat willing to list it on MLS, have you heard of a novation process at all, or familiar with what that looks like?
No, I am not.
Gotcha. So a novation is just listing the property not through the MLS, but through a network of investors.
Okay.
So that way, you know, you don't have to worry about trying to fix it up and change this, that, and the third to have open houses.
Yes, right.
You're able to just list it as is to a network of investors.
Yes, well, I am familiar a little bit with that, and not exactly how it works, but I know about it. So anyway,
Got you. So
and I like the idea of not having to have everything in place and people come in and that kind of thing. So anyway.
and that is an option to try and get a little more. Like I said, the cash offers are just what we can do personally,
Yeah.
but our network
Right.
of investors may, you know, be able to up that number. But I don't know, and this is just in all honesty as well, I don't know if we'd be able to get to that three number that you're wanting, just due
Right.
to the fact that the valuation right now currently is right at 250.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying, and it does you know, I think you and I both can agree it needs a little bit of work, at least,
Oh, yes,
you know,
it
I'd
does.
say,
Yeah, sure.
yeah, at least 50 to 60K in there,
Yeah.
to get it back, you know, to its glory days. So I think something more close to that two range may be more feasible, but again, I mean, it really just depends on you and you know, if you're willing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I understand. Well, Jerome, let me get back with you in a couple of weeks, and we'll see where we stand. And that will we'll both know a little. Well, I'll know a little bit more at that time, where I stand. So anyway.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, that'd be good. And I appreciate you calling, keeping
Yeah,
up.
no
So,
problem, Mr. Andrews.
yeah. Well, I'll talk to you in another couple of weeks then, Jerome. And thank
Okay.
you so much for calling, and God bless.
Thank you. You as well, Mr. Andrews. Bye.
Bye.